you are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience right here. How's it going over there, Trey?
Man, it's going. Trying to get over this illness, but you know what? I'm here and I'm ready to do it.
Hey, bro, I've always known you was sick, bro. How about that game last night, bro?
Oh, my God, dude. Like, I don't even know what to say, honestly. It was like, who is the worst team? They were fighting to see who was worse the whole game.
And that's your boy.
I know, dude. And this is what I figured out after last night, and this is like some big brain shit, but Russell Wilson, okay? Great quarterback, right? But this is how he plays. Because at Seattle, he's always had receivers who could win their one-on-ones. DK and Tyler Lockett, you know, out in the field, 1v1, 90% of the time, they're going to win. Tyler Lockett's faster, DK's bigger. And so he just knows that if he throws it a little deeper, you know, or in one spot, that person, if it's a one-on-one, they'll get open. Most of the time, you can tell if it's a one-on-one before the snap, right?
Yeah.
So Russell Wilson doesn't know how to read during the plays. I've noticed that. And they even showed on Monday Night Football, like the Thursday Night Football, they showed a couple like from plays from before where he couldn't read it. Like he wouldn't do his options. He would look at his first read. If it wasn't open, he'd scramble or something. And it's because in Seattle, he just threw because he knew if it was a 1v1, they'd get open. Before the snap, he would look around, see who had a 1v1, and that's the guy he would throw to. But the receivers aren't as good in Denver. They're just not. And it's making him look bad.
I really like Courtland Sutton too, but I mean, he's overthrowing Jerry Jeudy. I mean, that was a touchdown pass right there. I mean, Russell Wilson has always been best when he's scrambling, and I hate to say it, but I think you're right, man. It's kind of scary, man. I mean, when your own fans are booing you every game, there's a problem.
I just think he got comfortable, or he was comfortable in Seattle, and he thought that the Broncos would just fall right back into the same role with a little bit better. And it's a whole new world. You know, he's got to change it up, and he's going to have to change who he is to become a good quarterback again.
Yeah. I mean, he's always like, it's like he wants to be, he wanted to win 4 more Super Bowls, something like that. Like he wants to be Tom Brady so bad he can taste it. I'm not trying to be that guy, but that's the feeling I get. Like he was jealous of Tom going to Tampa, winning a Super Bowl, getting everything he wanted. So he's like, I'm out of here. I'm going to get my, you know, my Tampa Bay. And it doesn't seem like it's working out, but I think Russ is going to figure it out.
Well, the crazy thing is you could see the more frustration on Matty Ice's face than anybody. I mean, that dude, he holds the record now for most getting sacked by the most by this year. Like, I think it's like 8 or 9 after that game.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
He went to the Colts for a better offensive line. Everybody was like, you know, finally Matt Ryan's going to have a good offensive line, and they are ass.
Matt Ryan looks bad, bro. He looks slow, and I just think that he's probably done, man. Like, what's up with Indy getting them quarterbacks and then retiring them the next year? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I feel like that's where it's going. I feel like Matt Ryan's gonna be done after next year, honestly. But after this year,
Carson Wentz, baby.
I mean, no, they didn't. You're right, but I mean, it just
the King Commander.
Hey, and Albert said, what up, fellas? What's going on, Albert? Thanks for popping in, brother. And then he had a question. Jamal Williams or CEH full PPR? is right.
That's tough. You know, Jamal Williams got the Patriots this week. I know he's a touchdown machine, but the Patriots, you know, they're pretty good at stopping the run. Clyde's got the Derek Carr and them.
Mm-hmm, the Raiders.
And so that I think their defense is not that great. And Clyde's been consistent, man. Honestly, out of those two, I'm probably starting Clyde. I think Jamal probably has a higher ceiling, but I think Clyde has a solid floor, and it's hard to find a floor with running backs right now.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd go CEH also. I don't like the matchup with Jamal. But Jamal looks big though, bro.
Yeah, he's a monster.
He looked big. I mean, man, he must have been working out or something, because, I mean, he was killing it last week. But, I mean, I'd go CEH on that one too, full PPR especially.
Yeah, yeah.
Armchair says, I hate to say CEH. It hurts, but CEH this week. Yep.
Yes, sir.
I agree. Yes, sir. Chris over there in Armchair Athletics. I agree, sir. I agree. Crazy stuff, crazy stuff. But we're going to get into some starts and sits throughout for the games throughout the week. Let's do it. Yeah.
All right. Who we got first?
We got the Giants versus the Packers.
Okay, Giants Packers over under for this game is 40.5 points. They got the Packers winning by 8. This is the London game. I'm thinking I'll take the Packers winning by 8. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to murder the Giants, even though they're both 3-1.
Yeah, I agree with you. Packers take the W, but God, I want the Giants to win so bad.
Yeah, for sure. But they don't even have a quarterback. Like, freaking Daniel Jones hurt and everything. Like, it's that last game they played, Saquon was playing Wildcat for like the last 10 minutes of the game or something.
I know. That was nuts. That was nuts. Is Daniel Jones, he's playing though, isn't he?
Well, they don't know yet. They act like he's been limited in practice, and they're probably going to start him, but it's going to be like Daniel Jones without being mobile, which is something I never want to see, because that's all he ever is good for in fantasy.
Well, maybe if he knows he doesn't have his legs, maybe he'll work more on that, you know, pocket passing, you know, fingers crossed. Yeah, but I
mean, Green Bay knows that too, you know, so.
Yeah, and Green Bay's defense is looking decent this year, for sure. I mean, you're always going to start Barkley up. He is kicking butt this year. I love having Barkley in there. But Richie James, I think. I mean, if you got to, right? I mean, if you got to pick a wide receiver on the Giants, who are you going to take?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like Barkley and no one else. But, I mean, he's worth a shot. You know, somebody's got to catch the ball.
Mm-hmm. And Chris over there at Armchair says, London games are fantasy monsters. Hey, I got Aaron Jones. I got a couple of guys over there. I hope you're right, buddy. Packers, I like A.J. Dillon as a sit in this game. He has been trending down, down, down. And it's crazy because the Packers have been going in two running back sets like all year. And, I mean, just seems like Aaron Jones is becoming the dude there, you know? Like, I love it because I got him in like two leagues, so. Keep it up, AJ. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think AJ is trending more towards like a security back for Aaron Jones more than, you know, a split start kind of deal. He's struggling to find the end zone. You know what I mean? He's still getting good carries, but he's just not producing like we expected him to. So it's tough. But, yeah, I'm sitting him as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Chris says, play him too. Yes, sir. That actually brings me to my super start, and that is Romeo Doubs. You knew it was coming. I already knew you did, buddy. I knew you did. Romeo Doubs, man. I mean, he's looking great. I mean, him and Pickens are both emerging as pretty good wide receivers this year. But let's say if you had to start one of them, George Pickens, Romeo Doubs.
You're pulling on my heartstrings because Pickens is my boy right now with Pickett. But honestly, and this week I'm going Doubs. I think him and Aaron, I think potential of, you know, Aaron Rodgers throwing for 300 yards, and I think Doubs get 200 of that.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking like Devontae and Aaron kind of thing going on with them, you know, like every time the ball's in the air,
for sure.
Yeah, every time the ball's in the air, you're like, oh, it's going to Doubs, which gets annoying unless you have them on your team, right?
That's right.
All right. Robert Tonyan. I mean, if you got to start one, I like Robert Tonyan as a start tight end. I mean, these tight ends this year aren't really doing anything too crazy, but I do like him as a start. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Robert Tonyan, for tight ends, you're really just hoping for a touchdown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think his ability to get one is a lot better than most of these guys out here. So I'm cool with starting Tonyan.
Mm-hmm. Chris says, Dobbs, 79% catch percentage. Next best rookie is 58% by Olave. Interesting.
I will say, I would start Olave over Dobbs. That's my personal
just because opinion, you think Jameis doesn't have as many you know things to go to. So I mean, right? Don't you think?
We'll talk more about that when we get to this.
Yeah, we'll get there. But Nick Popovich, is this a chip winning game? 10-man PPR. Oh crap. 4-0. Oh geez. Lamar, CMC, Lenny, Jamar Chase, CD, Kelsey, Godwin, Judy, Dobbs, Jacoby Myers, Rashad White. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, that's a chip winning team.
Yeah, you got it, bro. Get them. Man, that was a lot. And we got Cody popping on. How much for a lock of Trey's hair?
Hey, dog, this is priceless right here, okay?
You leave Trey Polamalu over there alone. What's up, Cody? Let's see here. We got another question popping in. I mean, it's not this one. Ain't this one? Let's see. Start three, two running backs, one flex, PPR, J.K. Dobbins, Khalil Herbert, Breece Hall, Terry McLaurin. Start three, two running backs, and a flex.
So my opinion on this, the only thing that, you know, you're really going to pay attention is J.K. Dobbins has a chest injury. Mm-hmm. It looks like he's going to play, but monitor that. Other than that, I'm going to start Dobbins, Herbert, and McLaurin. I'm sitting Breece. I'll flex Terry McLaurin and then start Dobbins and Herbert. If Dobbins is out, obviously you're going to sit him.
I like that a lot. I'm with you. You know how I feel about Khalil Herbert. I like him a lot. But with Breece Hall, I mean, we need to see just a little more before we are willing to throw him in there. So I agree with that 100%. Let's move to the next game. We've got the Lions versus the Patriots.
The over-under for this game is 47 points. They got the Patriots winning by 2.5. I actually am interested in taking the Lions to win this game.
Definitely.
And then, and the over-under, you know, it's tough because the Lions have put up so many points, but the Patriots haven't put up barely any points. So it's like 47. It's hard to pick a side on that, but I would say the under just because of how the Patriots are, you know, and how those games always are sludge fest with the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, but they did keep up with the Packers with Bailey Zappe as the quarterback. And it's looking like Mac Jones is going to be out for another week.
Yeah, so that's true.
That's wild, bro. That's wild. Bailey Zappe, give it to him, bro. Show him what's up.
Well, I'm not starting him, if that's what you think.
I don't know. For sure. I'm with you, bro.
But, you know, on Patriots side, man, it was so hard to come up with anybody to start, honestly, with Bailey Zappe in there. Jacoby Myers is probably out. And if he's in, I'm still not starting him with Bailey Zappe. I'm thinking maybe Devontae Parker's worth a shot if Jacoby Myers is out. Just because he had a couple catches around he got the touchdown last week, and he only had a couple catches, but it looked like Bailey Zappe and him had kind of a connection. So I think he's worth a shot. And then obviously Harris and Ramondre, I think, are good starts. You know what I mean? If you're going to start anybody for the Patriots.
Yeah, Harris just keeps finding that end zone. I mean, he 15 last year, and it seems like he picked up where he left off. Ramondre's running hard too. I really like Ramondre this year. I think he's taking over, man. I hope so. Yeah, I'd like to see him get more work.
But going to the Lions, it's a whole different story in the start world. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to start everybody over there. You know, and I know DJ Chark and Amon-Ra both have been injured, and they're, you know, wondering if they're going to play or not. I hear that it's looking like I think Amon-Ra might not play, you know, and DJ Chark. If that's the case, Josh Reynolds, start him up, baby. And I think even if they play, you can start Josh Reynolds in a flex spot.
Yeah, Jared Goff, Josh Reynolds seem to have that connection from those Rams days. I mean, he's been consistent, and that's what you're looking for. I mean, most of the time. I like that. They're saying, though, Jared Goff is playing outside, and he's been playing in stadiums all year, and that's why he's doing so great. Is that a concern for you at all? Do you take that into consideration?
I mean, not really, but, you know, a lot of people are, like, you know, down on Goff right now. They're, like, saying that last week was just kind of a fluke and, you know, not the norm and everything. And I'm like, dude, he's freaking hammering it. Like, they're saying they would start people. I'm going to give you a choice. Who would you start, Goff or Geno Smith?
I'm going Goff because I just don't trust Geno with consistency.
I agree, but people say in the Goff's inconsistent, and I'm like, the Lions have the most fantasy points on the year. Literally, you would basically be 4-0 if your team was all Lions.
But can they keep it up, bro? Can they keep it up?
And they're also 1-3.
I know. What the hell? Thomas over there says, Ayuk, Juju, Pickens, pick two.
I'm definitely picking Pickens because I think he's the best start out of the three.
Pickens,
But I'm going Juju over Ayuk this week. I think that matchup with the Raiders, I think Juju actually has a nice game. Normally, I wouldn't say start Juju, but I think that Chief Raiders game is going to be a shootout.
Okay, I'm going Ayuk, and that is because Debo went off on Monday night, and so he's going to be pulling some coverage. So that should leave Ayuk some room to work, and I think Ayuk and Pickens, though, definitely. Pickens is in there for sure.
No doubt.
All right. You got anything else for the Lions?
Yeah. Quintez Cephas, if DJ Chark and Amon-Ra are both out, I think he's worth a shot. Like I said, dude, just pretty much anybody. Jared Goff is like, if you're my receiver, we're putting up fantasy points. So if you've got a Lion on your bench, I'm probably throwing him in there.
That's just how I feel about it. Yeah. Crazy. Great stuff. You move to the next game. We've got the Chargers versus the Browns.
Yeah, over under for this game is 47.5, and they got the Chargers winning by only 2. I think the Chargers win by more than that pretty easily.
Yeah, Browns got a decent defense going, but I've also got the Chargers taking the W on that one.
By more than that, I mean, you know, 5 or 6, but
yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I think 2 is a little close.
Yeah, I agree. All right, for the Chargers, listen, Keenan Allen is out again. What is that, 4 weeks straight? Keenan Allen is out, you fire Mike Williams up. Because when Keenan's not there, Mike Williams is the guy, 100%. Eckler had a great game last week. I think he does it again this week. Maybe he is finally getting things going, Eckler over there. I like that a lot. One thing to watch out for on the Chargers, Donald Parham is back. Hey, Donald Parham, he started doing things last year, and I'm excited to see if he can keep him up this year. He may be on a snap count. I'm not saying start this guy. I'm saying watch this guy. I really like Donald Parham. They do have Gerald Everett over there now, so it may be something to watch out for. Thomas has another question for us. If Kamara is out, Akers or Algier? I'm going to go ahead.
I'm going to go Algier.
Yeah, me too.
And that might be just like liking rookie upside, but Akers is burnt. He's in our gag bag, so I'm going Algier.
And I've taken peeking at the depth charts earlier, and Algier is number one on the depth chart with Cordell or Patterson on IR. So, nice. I mean, that means something. They saw sure. what they saw a little bit that they liked out of Algier last week. And I think they're working into the game plan this week, but, let's talk the Browns here. I think Kareem Hunt is due for a great game. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is due, my friend. Do Nick Chubb, number one running back in half PPR. Do you remember everybody talking crap on Nick Chubb? Like, oh, you taking Chubb? I wouldn't take Chubb in the second round, third round. What now, bro?
Yeah. Now, I will say, though, that the points put up by running backs is like at an all-time low right now.
I know.
And it's ever been. And Chubb has just always been so consistent, so he's consistently at the top right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think towards the end of the year, that'll change a little bit. But I wouldn't be surprised if he finishes as a top 10 running back.
Ooh, I hope so. I hope you're right, bro. I hope you're right. Somebody that you have been on top of before me, Donovan Peoples-Jones. Do we like him as a start this week?
Man, it's tough because, you know, it's kind of like either he gets all the work or your boy gets all the work. I mean, it's tough. They hop around over there. But, you know, last week he had, I think it was double-digit targets. You know what I mean? So, but it's so wishy-washy. But, mm-hmm.
Percent.
I don't know. You know, Amari, you know, he had a rough week last week, and Donovan people had a good week. But the 2 weeks prior to that, Amari had good weeks, and DVP had a bad week. So it's like, pick your poison. Mm-hmm. And I think in a pinch, you know, if you're projected to lose and you need a deep shot, you know, and you got him, throw him out there, you know, because he has a chance to go off.
Yeah, what do you got to lose? Okay, I got one for you. Donovan Peoples-Jones or DJ Moore?
That's tough, bro. You got to make that decision. I hope you're in a 14-16 team league, but that's tough. I think I'm going I think I'm going Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Yeah, me too.
It's
bro.
Sad, but Baker.
Baker's making DJ Moore look like he's basic, bro. And DJ Moore is a good player. So, I mean, we'll get to Baker later, but whew, bro. They need to get it together over there. No another one we need to talk about, David Njoku, your boy. Do we need to star him up this week?
I think he's a weekly starter now, man. Until he produces shows otherwise, I think he's consistently getting catches, a couple touchdowns. I mean, he's doing his thing. And tight ends are – it's a tough world out here for tight ends. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm definitely starting him over Kyle Pitts, who's – he's actually out. But either way, I just want to talk shit on Kyle Pitts some more.
Yeah, we'll get to that guy later too. Don't you worry about that. Oh, yeah. Let's move to the next game.
Yeah,
we've got the Texans versus the Jaguars.
They got the Jaguars winning by 7, 44-point over-under. Texans, the only team that hasn't won a game this year so far. Mm. And I don't think they win this one.
Mm. I mean, I don't either. The Jaguars are looking decent this year. Doug Peterson in there doing things, you know. I like it. Buddy says Alan Lazard or Do Moore. I assume that's DJ Moore. Yeah, there he goes. Yeah, let me get you DJ Moore.
Yeah, I mean, it's Alan Lazard. It's tough, but it's Alan Lazard. I mean, I think DJ Moore's droppable in most leagues, and I know that's insane, but I mean, you could try to trade him for a rookie or something and put a rookie on your bench, like maybe I don't even know what rookie you could get for him, but an Alec Pierce. For the Colts, I would do that trade with DJ Moore. I think you could probably pull that off. And Alec Pierce is kind of on the climb, even though the Colts offense kind of sucks.
Yeah, they're rough, bro. But, yeah, I go Alan Lazard also. I just think there's more upside. I mean, I'll tell you what's going to happen is Baker Mayfield, DJ Moore are going to have a good game. Not a great game. They're going to have a good game, and then DJ Moore's stock is going to skyrocket. So if I were you, I'd hold on to DJ Moore until that happens and sell high, my friend.
Right, immediately, without question.
Yep, but I like Lazard in that pick. Albert says, Jeff Wilson or A.J. Dillon, full PPR. Mm. JWJ, baby. Yeah. Jeff Wilson Jr. I'm sorry, A.J. Dillon is not trending in the right direction. I mean, he's due for a breakout game, don't get me wrong, but I'm going to go Jeff Wilson Jr. He hasn't been amazing. But he had a nice run in that Rams game last week, but he just can't seem to get it going a lot. But when he does, he goes. Jeff Wilson Jr., JWJ, won me a fantasy championship a few years back. Never forget that. Thanks, bro.
All right, let's talk about some starts for the Texans. Brandon Cooks, you know, I think he's finally got that connection with Davis Mills. He's been a little rough, but I think he's on the climb. You start him up. Damian Pierce, obviously you're starting him up. Dude's a monster. OJ Howard, looking like a guy you can start, you know, and like I said, in the tight end world, you know, it's tough, but he's been getting the targets. and got a touchdown last week. I mean, O.J. Howard.
O.J. Howard. It's inconsistencies with O.J. Howard that kills me, but there's inconsistencies in the whole tight end world. It's insane what's going on with tight ends. If you don't got Kelce or Andrews, you got nobody.
Yeah, not to bring it up again, but Kyle Pitts, man, it's really affected my fantasy outlook because every time I think of a tight end, I go, should I start that guy? Like, is he a good start? And I go, well, would I start him over Kyle Pitts? Yep. It's tough, man.
Bro, but there are no-name tight ends that have more points than Kyle Pitts this year. It's literally insane. People are acting
like it's hard to bench Kyle Pitts, and I'm like, not for me.
Thomas, would you trade Juju for Curtis Samuel?
In a heartbeat. Yeah, I'm doing that all day.
Yeah. Carson Wentz is willing to throw the ball. So Samuel, I mean, their Juju is just not doing what we thought he would do. I know Juju said he learned so much more in the last 4 months with the Chiefs than he learned in 8 years or whatever with the Steelers, or maybe it was 4 years with the Steelers, but whatever. But I mean, I need to see more from Juju, and Curtis Samuel has had really good games. So, I mean, I'd do that trade.
Yeah. And Curtis Samuel's the target leader on his team over Terry McLaurin. So I'm taking Curtis Samuel,
especially Jahan Dotson's out too. So,
right. Jaguars starts. So Zay Jones, you know, still got that injury. It's still not 100% sure on that. If he's in, I'm starting him. Obviously, you're starting Christian Kirk, even though he had a rough game. Just let that shit go. Start him up. Mm-hmm. If Zay Jones is out, Jamal Agnew, throwing him in. He fills in that role and he does that thing. You know what I mean? So if Zay Jones is out, I'm starting Jamal Agnew. And James Robinson, I think, is going to have an amazing game. I think that the Texans, you know, they struggle against the run. I think James Robinson, this is going to be probably one of his best games of the year.
I hope you're right.
And then Trevor Lawrence, I'm throwing, you know.
Yeah.
And especially two quarterback leagues, I think it's pretty easy to do that. Who would you start, Trevor Lawrence or Jared Goff?
Let's see, Jared Goff or Trevor Lawrence. Oof. I'm going to go Jared Goff again here, man. I mean, there's just too much good going on. I think, is Amon-Ra going to be back this week or no?
They're not sure yet.
They're not sure.
Like,
especially if Amon-Ra is there. I'm going Jared Goff.
Yeah, I like that. But I've seen like five people say Trevor Lawrence, and I'm like, what?
Well, Trevor Lawrence didn't look great last game, and that scares me. What, he gets sacked like 4 or 5 times? Like, he fumbled. I mean, he did everything a quarterback's not supposed to do. Chris says, are we going to see a trend in leagues getting rid of the tight end position in lieu of just allowing them as a flex option? Wow. I don't like that at all.
I don't like it either, just because we like, you know, as many possible players and points and positions as you can. We want it to be the most realistic as possible. And, you know, a team doesn't get to pick whether they want, you know, a tight end or a wide receiver. I mean, I guess a little bit they do, but, you know, everybody's got to have a tight end on their team. So we got to have a tight end on our team. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, no, I like it. I mean, you keep that tight end position, even if they're getting 2 points. Hey, that's 2 points you wasn't going to have, baby. I mean, and what about the people who own stock in Kelce and Mark Andrews every year? I bet they're not willing to let go of that tight end position. I don't like it at all. You know, that's why we keep kickers and defenses in our league, because we like to have every, you know, possible position there.
One thing I wanted to say, Evan Engram, I think he's a sit. You know, the first couple of weeks he was kind of doing his thing and kind of looking on the upside. But as now that Trevor Lawrence is kind of taken off, I think he's feeling less or more confident. So he's not checking down to the tight end as much. And I think Evan Engram is getting hurt by that. So I would sit him.
Yeah. Evan Engram. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Let's roll to the next one. We got the, you got anything else for the Jags?
That's it.
Okay, let's roll the goat next one then. We got the Falcons versus the Buccaneers.
The over-under for this game is 46.5, and they got the spread. They got the Bucs winning by 10, and I'll take it. Ooh. I think you know, Tom Brady always does his thing against the Falcons. He was almost my start of the week. If you look at his statistics against the Falcons in the past, I mean, it's like 280 yards, 300 yards, and 3 or 4 touchdowns. I mean, he destroys the Falcons.
Never and, lost a game to the Falcons. Just throwing that out there.
I think Brady's going to kill it.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, Tyler Allgeier is number one on the depth chart now. I think he is a good start. If you picked him up on the waiver, I mean, I think that was a good call. Drake London, I'm going to sit Drake London. The safeties of the Buccaneers are just too good. Mike Edwards back there, a ball hawk. Mariota. I want to start Mariota here just because the Bucs and running quarterbacks doesn't seem to work out super well, but I think Mariota will be sufficient as a starter. What do you think?
I think maybe in two quarterback leagues. One quarterback league, yeah. It's tough, but you know, one thing I do want to say about Allgeier, like I'll just say, you know, I would still start him, but limit your expectations because you are playing the Bucs, and they're pretty good at stopping the run, especially on a rookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Good call on that one. Sit Kyle Pitts forever, or
yeah, I mean he's out for this game, but trade him. Trade that dude.
Trade that dude. Exactly. Exactly. That's all I got for the Falcons. But let's roll to the Buccaneers. You know I could talk about these guys all day. Rashad White as a flex option. I like that.
Yeah.
I had him in one of my leagues on the bench. Kamara was out. Rashad White hopped on there, bro. Did great last week against the Chiefs. I mean, like if they can get Rashad White going like they did last week, which, like I said already, once they got him going, it seems like the offense started clicking. But then again, he was the one who fumbled that ball in the beginning of the game. That was rough. But I really like Rashad White. I got a question for you. Okay. Start Rashad White or Breece Hall?
Oof.
I got some good ones for you, baby.
Yeah, that is tough. But going against Atlanta, I'm calling Rashad White. If it was a different matchup, I might go Breece Hall, but because of Atlanta and their defense, and I think Rashad White's going to get some good plays in this game. I think Brady is so confident that he's going to win this game that he's going to be like, hey, Rashad, like, you know, let me give you some work. We can warm you up a little bit.
Yeah. Let's get some of these reps. I think Lenny has a big game on here too. I really hope Lenny gets going. He got a touchdown last week, but I need about three or more of those this week against the Falcons. Let's see. Let's go to the next game. We got the Steelers versus the Bills.
Yes. One thing I want to say real quick before we do that, Julio Jones, if he's healthy, I'm not saying start him up, but DFS, I would throw him in one. Because I think he's got something to prove at, against Atlanta. I think he would, if he plays, I think he'll go crazy. But I know he's hurt, so it's like they're not sure if he's going to play. But if he does, you know, throw him out there, see what happens.
You know, there's just too much going on over there on Tampa Bay, like receiver-wise. I really like Russell Gage a lot, and I want to see big things out of him. I'm not going to start him unless I had to, but I really like Russell Gage and I want him to get more work. But I hear you on the Julio thing. Tom wants to get Julio the ball, and what better time than against his old team, you know?
That's right. But moving on, Steelers, Bills, over-under for this game is 47 points. They have the Bills winning by 14, bro. That's insane. I understand it's a rookie quarterback, but, and I do think the Bills win. By 14, I mean, it's possible. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. I don't think it'll be as easy as they think. The Steelers' defense hasn't been terrible this year. Right. But I also got the Bills taking the W. I don't know if by 14, that seems like a lot. But, hey, stranger things have happened.
Yeah. So, obviously, you're starting Josh Allen. You're starting Stephon Diggs. Isaiah McKenzie, if he's back, I'm starting him with Jameis Crowder hurt. You know, he's filling that slot role. I think he's been getting a lot more work, and with Crowder, I think he's going to get even more. Dawson Knox, how do you feel about Dawson Knox right now?
I really like Dawson Knox. I just wish they would use him more. Like we've continuously said, the tight end position is not doing much this year. So, I mean, I would throw him in as a tight end. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, if you're struggling, you know.
I mean, he gets like 5-6 points a game generally. I mean, that would be great for tight end this year. Jeez.
Not great, Pitts.
Yeah, no doubt.
Gabe Dave, you know, what are your thoughts on him this week?
Hey, this he's going to break out this week, bro. That ankle injury has been slowing him down. I think Isaiah McKenzie is going to be out this game. The opportunity for Gabe Davis to get it is there. And I really, you start Gabriel Davis this week, he's going to blow up. And if you don't, you're going to be mad because he sat on your bench and collected all those points that you're not going to be able to get.
I agree. And I will just throw out there, you know, Khalil Shakir, been getting a little bit of targets. And if Isaiah McKenzie's out, maybe take a shot on him, you know, in a couple of deeper leagues or maybe even a DFS, just because he fills in that slot role. And Josh Allen loves that slot spot.
Love that slot spot, baby. Yeah, I got one for you. Start Kenny Pickett or Davis Mills?
I'm starting Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
And, you know, Davis Mills is probably the safer pick, but I'm picking Pickett. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think, you know, he had two rushing touchdowns last week, and I think that he does even better this week.
John Perkins, Trey needs a brighter backdrop to bring out that sexy mane.
They love the hair, baby. They love the hair.
Yeah, they do. Trey Polamalu over there.
So going to my Steelers starters, obviously George Pickens, I think, is going to be great. I've talked about that already, him and Pickett, that connection. You know, I'm starting Freiermuth, but I'm sitting Najee Harris.
Bro.
I'm sitting him probably for the next, like, I can't remember the exact schedule, but his next, like, five, their schedule is rough, bro. The Steelers' schedule is a monster. And I don't want any part of Najee Harris. I know it's tough, and I mean, but there's a lot of guys that I would start over him. Like, honestly, in certain weeks, maybe even J.D. McKissic I would throw out there over Najee Harris in a PPR format.
John Parker says, you guys are doing a great job. Nothing but love. Hey, L-O-V-E, baby. We love you guys. Real quick, Sierra, Davis Mills or Jacoby Brissett?
Hold on. Let me look back and make sure I know who those guys are playing again. Okay, so you got Davis Mills at the Jaguars. And you got Brissett.
The Browns versus the
Chargers.
Yeah.
Honestly,
deep thought in this one.
I'm thinking Davis Mills.
And
you know, it's tough because Houston hasn't won anything, but I just like the matchup better. And you know, Davis Mills is consistent, and you know you want consistency out of your quarterback spot, especially in two quarterback leagues.
Jacoby Brissett, the Browns, they concentrate on the run a lot. The Texans are, and Lovie Smith are actually giving Davis Mills chances to throw the ball. He's got Brandon Cooks to throw the ball to. I really like Davis Mills there. Dude, Hines got hurt some bad.
In the game last night.
I know he got hurt, but I mean, was it pretty bad? I mean, I just got a concussion, right?
Yeah, I mean, just it looked bad, I think, is what she's trying to say. Because I mean, he got up and he's wobbity wobbity wob.
Oh yeah, that's been happening a lot this year. What is going on?
And ever since Tua, you know they ain't coming back in the game.
No, exactly, bro. Any little, they're done. Just a little slight one.
If you look like you're about to fall over and you'd be like, oh man, I was just hot. They're like, nah, you congrats, you out.
Did you see him blink six times? He's done. Alrighty. You got anything else for the Steelers?
That's it on me.
All right. So let's move on to the Dolphins versus the Jets.
Over under for this game, 46 points. They got the Dolphins winning by three. I'll take the Dolphins. I think by more than three. I'm not. Teddy Bridgewater doesn't scare me at all. I think they win this game.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater as a starter in Superflex leagues, I like him. I'd take him over Jacoby Brissett. Yeah, wouldn't you?
And
Davis Mills. Definitely. It's Tyreek may not play. So Waddle might be also a great start for the Dolphins if Tyreek is out. Bridgewater got in the game last week, and he was throwing some balls pretty decent. Like, it wasn't terrible at all, man. I liked what I was seeing out of Bridgewater. Now, we know from past experience that the problem with Bridgewater is the inconsistencies of his game. Teddy Two Gloves needs to step it up. He's got weapons around him to use. Raheem Mostert is trending up. They are using a lot of Raheem Mostert. You texted me during that Dolphins game. You said, why is Raheem Mostert running the ball so much?
Yeah. Sad, man.
Mm-hmm. Chase Edmonds.
They just ain't feeling it.
I guess not. I mean, the only problem is I'm worried that Raheem might get hurt, you know, because he is always the most hurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you this. I'm starting Raheem Mostert over Najee Harris this week.
Woo! That's hard to do, though. Jeez. I know. Najee's been doing that bad, huh?
It's just how I feel.
No, I feel it. I mean, I get what you mean. What happened to Mike Gesicki? What happened to him? He used to be decent tight end.
He's a blocking tight end now.
Oh, man. I actually started Mike Gesicki in one of my other leagues, like, just because I thought, you know, he was going to do something, and he did nothing, bro. Nothing.
Yeah, no, you can drop Mike Gesicki, in my opinion.
Oh, dude, he's done. He's already been dropped and receipt and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sierra says, Edmund needs to step it up. Yeah, he does.
Thanks.
But I like Mostert, so let's go to the Jets here. Zach Wilson, start in Superflex. I like that. Do you like that?
I mean, depending on what you're working with, yeah, you got to, you got to.
But, if you got to.
I'm looking elsewhere first, for sure.
Of course. But, I mean, if you got to, you know, he led a game-winning drive last week. I mean, that's something we're not used to or accustomed to seeing him do. I mean, but, you know, it's he's something to watch out for.
No doubt.
And I know we talked about it a little bit earlier, but Breece Hall's been getting some work over there. I might, you know, put him in a flex spot if I had to, you know.
Yeah, I think definitely in a couple of deeper leagues, you know, 14 teams, something like that, he's easily a flex spot. And maybe 12 team, you could throw him out there, you know, if you're struggling for running back, because it's hard out here in these streets for running back owners, man.
Yeah, man, it is. You know, all those people that were saying wide receiver heavy drafts, they're not looking so crazy anymore, are they? The way it's
no, but I think that I think it'll change as the year goes on. I think those people will, towards the end of the year, are going to be like, "Oh, maybe we were wrong."
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I hope so. Corey Davis had a big week last week. I like Corey Davis a lot. I just hope that he can keep it going. Consistency, as always, as we always say, consistency is key.
And finding consistency on the Jets is a scary thing to look for.
Right. Exactly. Real quick, John says, is Singletary a good play against Steelers D?
You know, I think it's not a great play, but, you know, it depends on what else you're looking at. You know what I mean? If it's for a flex spot or what else you got on your bench. But I would say I would lean towards no. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. And if your other options are a little rough, then I don't think it's a horrible start.
Exactly. Depending on other options, I actually like Singletary as a play against the Steelers D this week. Singletary's been kind of, you know, trending up. I mean, not being super amazing, but getting carries, getting work, and he's seeming to be the lead back over there. So, yes, I like Singletary as a good play against that Steelers D.
I think he can give you 10 points, half PPR, something like that.
Yeah, why not? Tyler Conklin, if you need a tight end on the Jets, Tyler Conklin, I've been saying it, screaming it for 2 weeks now. Keep an eye on this guy. He's probably still in the waiver right now. So just saying, if your tight end is not producing, you know, give him a shot.
Conk, baby.
That's right. Let's move on to the next game. We've got the Bears versus the Vikings.
Over-under for this game is 44 points. They got the Vikings winning by 7.5. I like that. I like the Vikings to win. I think the Bears suck. and I've not stopped talking about it, but it's how I feel.
Bro, you ain't lying. You are not lying. Khalil Herbert is the only person on that team that I would consider starting. What do you
exactly,
think?
Exactly what mine. I have Khalil Herbert as the start. I'm sitting everybody else. I've heard rumors about Montgomery possibly being back. I don't think that that's true. I don't think that's going to happen. But if it does happen, if they say he's good to go, I'm throwing him in there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But Khalil Herbert definitely, I think, is the only start, and everyone else you put on your bench or you have leave on your waivers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. The Bears need to figure out a way to work, even when Montgomery's better, figure out a way to work Khalil Herbert in there, because this guy's a baller, man. And he always does magic things with the ball, and I think they need to, you know, work this guy in no matter what. I got a start and sit for you.
Okay.
Justin Fields or Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah?
Yeah, for the opportunity, because Justin Fields, I already know, is only going to have, you know, which I will say his passes have been trending up, but he's not throwing as many passes, where I think Baker Mayfield at least will throw it deep and go for it. And just on that slim chance that he catches, you know, an 80-yard pass, I'm going Baker. But I don't want to start either one of them.
Well, yeah, no, and you never want to. Oh yeah. Go ahead.
Vikings.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple with the Vikings. You know, Kirk, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook, your main cats, and sitting the other boys, you know, that really ain't doing a lot. KJ Osborne, I don't think he's worth a start this week.
Dalvin Cook has been a little disappointing this year, wouldn't you agree?
You know, people keep saying that, but he's not been devastating for my team, because I have him on my team, and he's been disappointing, but he's still putting up points that some of these other running backs aren't. You know what I'm saying? He's almost gotten double digits every week, you know, and that is 10 to 11 points. I understand that, but it's more than some other guys have done on my team. You know, Rashad Penny, I know that he's had great weeks, but he's also had weeks where he's done nothing. Melvin Gordon had -1 last week. And Dalvin Cook hasn't done that to me yet, so I'm riding with my boy Cook.
You know, I think the problem is that, you know, every once in a while, Dalvin Cook would bust out a game, you know what I mean? And I think that is what, you know, people are worried about. You know, he's not doing what he used to do, and that's disappointing.
No, I definitely, where I drafted him, it's disappointing what he's producing. But a lot of the running backs are struggling right now, and I think all the running backs get better as the year progresses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's go to the next game. Are you good with the Vikings? You got anything else?
That's it.
Let's go to the next game. We've got the Titans versus the Commanders.
Over under for this game is 43 points. They got the Titans winning by 1.5. I like that. I like the Titans to win this game. I think it'll be close. I agree with Vegas, but I do think the Titans will win.
Yeah, I agree. Titans win. The King has got it going again, and I am so happy about that.
Me too, baby.
Now you are. Yeah, just pulled him off in a trade in the Bandy Bowl. Oh, dude, you always get you a good trade somewhere in there. And you just, I guess, putting all those feelers out, it's just, you know, you throw them out, and every once in a while you catch a good one.
That's right, baby. That's right.
Robert Woods, Bobby Trees. I think he's trending up. He's getting a little more catches. The Titans are starting to see that they can trust him with the ball in his hand. So I really like that.
Yeah, and with Treylon Burks being out, you know, with the turf toe and everything, Robert Woods, I think, is going to be the man. And from what I've heard, wide receiver ones have really put up massive fantasy value against Commanders, the Commanders, especially the wide receiver one on the team. And that's Robert Woods right now, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Something that I feel like we need to talk about, Antonio Gibson. How are we feeling about him as a start this week?
Man, you know, I still haven't heard anything about Robinson coming back. Do you know if he's back or not?
I mean, week 5, they said he was supposed to get in, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm sure he'll be on snap count if he is playing at all.
Most definitely.
But, you know, I think this is probably the last week that you can confidently throw out Antonio Gibson at least a flex position. Then you really need to see what it looks like.
Well, the problem is that they had the three-headed running back monster last week between him, J.D. McKissic, and Jarrett, whatever his name is, yeah, Patterson, exactly. Patterson, Jarrett Patterson. Yeah. But, yeah, so that's what scares me about Antonio Gibson. There's too much going on back there. And, you know, he is a decent pass catcher. Like, they should use him more in that. I know they got McKissic for that, but just disappointing, but I guess we'll see what's going on. We got a question real quick. Do you guys like Brian Robinson has stud potential? Do we feel like Brian Robinson has stud potential?
I don't know, man. Dude got shot. He's coming back, but I need to see it on the field, man, because when, you know, it's like if somebody tears their ACL or something, I'm like, oh, okay. You know, when he comes back, he could still produce and everything, but I don't really know what happens when somebody gets shot and goes back to the NFL. You know, it's like, how did that affect him? I don't know. We'll have to see how that works.
Yeah, I agree. Like, is the bullet still in there? You know, I'm just kidding. Is he going to be able to hit them? No, but, exactly. I mean, and if you are able to get him, if you've got room on your bench, I mean, grab him, put him there, see what he does. You know, I'm not willing to just start him right up. But if he's there and nobody's taking him, you got room, stash him, dude. Maybe he might take off.
The way I feel is that, you know, at the beginning of the year before he got shot, you know, they were planning on making him the dude and Antonio Gibson was just special teams. So if it doesn't affect him, the gunshots at all, doesn't affect him at all, when he comes back, maybe he is the dude. They move Antonio right back to special teams and they go back to what their plan was.
Obviously, if they were thinking about making the dude, they saw something they liked, right?
Exactly.
So that's something to think about. I'm moving to the next game here. I've got the Seahawks versus the Saints.
Yes, sir. Over under for this game is 46 points. They got the Saints winning by 5.5. It's tough, man. I almost want to take an upset here. I want to take the Seahawks, honestly. And I'm probably wrong for it, but I'm going with Seahawks to upset the Saints here.
Dang. I got the Saints winning this game, but if Geno plays like he did last week, then I mean it things could be drastically different. And I hope it does, because I don't like the Saints at all. I hope Geno can get it going.
Yeah, I'm obviously going my Seahawks starts. I'm starting Geno in some leagues. In 10 team leagues, single quarterback leagues, probably not. There's probably a better option out there for you. But definitely in two quarterback leagues, I think Geno Smith is worth a super flex shot. I mean, dude's put up some points. He won me a game last week in our 16 team league. And he's doing his thing. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, I think both those guys you can throw out there right now. And Will Disley, I mean, dude's he's 3 out of 4 on touchdowns every week. That's what you want out of your tight end. Like I said, he was on the waiver wire show. He's worth a pickup. I think he's worth a start.
Yeah, definitely. What do you got for the Saints?
Real quick, I want to just let everybody know I'm sitting Rashad Penny this week. I think the Saints defense against a running back, I think that's a hard matchup, and I'm not chasing what he did last week. I think it's great what he did last week. I'm not chasing it, not against the Saints.
Always been the problem with Penny, not consistent at all. Messages popping up in the chat. Hey, Rashad Penny is a thing. We'll see.
We'll see, man. But I still think he's good. I think he's going to have a great year. I'm just not starting him this week. But with the Saints, Alvin Kamara, if he's healthy, I'm starting him. I'm throwing him out there. Winston, still not sure if he's going to play or not. But if he is, I'm okay to start him in Superflex leagues. I'm not starting Andy Dalton if he's not. I just don't feel it. And the only wide receiver I'm starting is Chris Olave. Michael Thomas is supposedly out, looking like he's going to be out. Jarvis Landry's not been doing anything, and Chris Olave's a monster, and I'm starting him all day.
Hey,
don't start Taysom Hill. You'll regret it for the rest of your life.
El Inspector Gadget over there. We thought something big was going to happen with Taysom Hill, but our dreams were crushed immediately. I know he was taking some quarterback snaps, though, in case. So if Andy Dalton goes out, if Winston's out, Andy Dalton goes out, what if you got a tight end playing as a quarterback, man? Just throwing that out there.
Well, if you play a bunch of DFS, make a roster with him in there, put $5 on it, and see what happens.
Yeah, why not? Why not, bro? Exactly. ready for the next game here. We got the 49ers versus the Panthers.
Yes, sir. Over under for this game is 39 points. So low scoring game. They got it. They got the 49ers winning by 6.5. Yeah, that's going to happen.
I think that's a little low, actually.
Yeah.
I like the Niners pulling the win on that one. Obviously, Baker is just not looking like the guy. The 49ers, though, looked scary on Monday night, dude. They were clicking. Yes, dude, that defense is something, dude. They were just, you know, on every level, just looking great. And, I mean, Jimmy G, do we feel like he's okay to start?
You know, I have started him a couple times in that 16-team man, and every time he's let me down, so I'm not starting Jimmy G. I'm just not doing it.
Yeah.
It's get you a Geno Smith.
He's just so inconsistent. I mean, me and you were talking because I needed a quarterback because my quarterback went out. Trey Lance went out, and you're like, I'm going to pick up a quarterback this week. I don't think you're going to like it because you thought I was going for that Jimmy G card, and I was like – No, that's all right. You can have them.
And I regretted it immediately.
Yeah, but I get it. I get. I mean, you had to take that shot, man. I took that shot a while back, and it didn't pay off. So that's why I just let it go. I like Kittle as a sit here. I don't know what's going on with Kittle, man. He just isn't, you know, being Kittle that we know and love. You know, he just doesn't seem to be killing it.
Weird. Yeah, I don't know if he's just, you know, getting old or what's going on, but he's just not the Kittle of old, and it's not looking good for him.
Yep, and I'm going to go ahead and move to the Panthers here. Sitting DJ Moore, you said they can drop DJ Moore right now. Like I said earlier, if you got DJ Moore, let something happen. Hey, real quick, there he is. Sir Bong's a lot. There he is.
Oh, faithful, back again.
Well, thank you, brother. We was worried you wasn't coming, bro. I'm playing Sir Bong's a lot in the Marvel Universe League this week. He had that old Cordero Patterson, so he went on IR. So Caleb Huntley is his running back this week. So we'll see what's going to happen, Sir Bong's a lot. Like I was saying, though, DJ Moore, when him and Baker break out, could be this game. Who knows? Probably not with that Niners defense. But when they both have when DJ Moore has a good game, sell that sucker. That's all I'm saying.
Thanks.
Let's go ahead and move to the next game. I've got the Eagles versus the Cardinals.
Over under for this game is 48.5. They got the Eagles winning by 5, continuing their most undefeated streak. I'm taking the Eagles to continue that.
Oh, my God. Do you remember when you were sleeping on the Eagles?
I do. And I told you, but literally I said, I think I'm sleeping on the Eagles.
Yeah, you did. You said
well, it. I'm awake now, baby. The Eagles is on the march.
Yeah.
I got Jalen Hurts in 2 out of 3 leagues, baby, and I'm loving it.
And if you look at that Eagles schedule, I could easily see in them taking W's like – for 9 games, 8 games. Yeah. Like if you look at their schedule, it's relatively easy. So the Eagles are scary, man. They are.
So starts on my Eagles. Obviously Jalen Hurts. I said that, AJ Brown start him. Whatever. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Dallas Goedert, you know, tight ends have been tearing the Cardinals up, and I think Goddard is just a good enough tight end to do it. I love him. I think he's a great start. Miles Sanders had an amazing game last week. He seems to be the instead of like a kind of the three-headed monster they've been running, they've been pushing a lot more for him. I just traded for him. Start that boy up, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Miles Sanders going.
Derek says drop Russell Wilson. Hey.
Ooh, I don't know about drop, but you can look to move him around. I think I would try to trade him a little bit, but
yeah. And David says I took Algier over Huntley for some reason. Who do you think takes over the Atlanta backfield?
Algier. In my opinion, it's a 50-50 shot. I think it's Algier just because that's what they got on the depth chart. But I think easily if Huntley, you know, really shows up and shows out, they will quickly move him into the starting role.
I'm almost wondering if they're wanting to use Algier as a pass catching back and have Huntley be the guy in the backfield. Who knows? Like it seems like Algier when he was catching the ball was doing more with it. But yeah. I think you're right, 50-50. I mean, who knows? But I like Algier as the front runner at least in that.
I agree. Moving on. So still with the Eagles. I'm sitting Devonta Smith. Dude has been just a bundle of nothing. He had one good game, and I'm out. I mean, I'm not dropping him yet. I'm waiting on that, but I'm sitting him this week.
He had a slow start in his rookie year last year too. I mean, he really got going towards the later ends of the year, but you're right. I gave him one more shot last week and I regretted it.
Yeah, I can't start him with confidence at all. But moving on to the Cardinals starts, you're starting Kyler Murray, obviously. I'm starting Hollywood Brown because he's the dude. Zach Ertz, baby. That's my new Kyle Pitts, and I'm starting him every week from here on out. But he's doing his thing, and I'm starting him up. But I'm sitting James Conner this week. You know, it's been rough, and I know it, and I understand that a lot of people are like, well, I don't know, have anybody else to start, and I get that. If you have to start James Conner, start James Conner. But if you have a couple other options, you know, like a Miles Sanders, I'm starting Miles Sanders over James Conner this week, or you know, a couple different guys I'd be willing to throw out there, but it's tough, man. It's tough in this running back world out here.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember when Miles Sanders told us not to draft him?
I do. I remember that. But the Eagles on their offense and their schedule and everything just working out to where it's fantasy value.
You got anything else for the Cardinals?
I think you sit the Dortch. I mean, Greg Dortch, I know he's had some good games. And I guess in deeper leagues, it's a fun shot. But, I mean, it's just there's not enough consistency, I don't think, yet.
Great start. Like, we thought this guy was going to be super great, but he's had a rough couple of games. So, I mean, he's probably due for a good one. But, yeah, I agree with you. Before we move on, I want to ask, start Jalen Hurts or Joe Burrow?
Jalen Hurts all day.
Really?
Joe Burrow? Day, baby.
Burrow been having some good games, man. I mean, he's been having some really good games, but Jalen Hurts has been pretty great.
I feel like in a vacuum, if you had to pick which quarterback's going to have three rushing touchdowns, it's Jalen Hurts all day, baby.
Derek says, excited to see the Cardinals and Bucks Christmas Day in Arizona. Going to that game, bro? Heck yeah.
Nice.
David says, Joey is going to eat this week. That's what I'm saying, dude. That's what I'm saying. It hurts me when you say things like that. Let's see. Move to the next game. We got the Cowboys versus the Rams.
Over under for this game, 43 points. They got the Rams winning by 5.5. I think this game's closer than that. In our preseason, when we did the schedules, I have the Rams picked to win this game. I lean more towards the Cowboys making it a closer game than I expected. I still, if I had to put my money on it, would say Rams, but I think this game is going to be more closer than people expect.
Yeah. Would you start Cooper Rush? I mean, in two quarterback league, he's been decent.
I think it's worth a shot, man. I mean, he's worth the toss out there. The Rams defense hasn't been the greatest. You know what I mean? They've been good, but they haven't been great. And and the Cowboys are, yeah, they're looking all right.
Yeah, better than they did with Dak. It's insane, bro. Like, some people are worried about Dak coming back, but Dak's the $74 million man. If he comes back, he's going in the game, right? I mean,
yeah, I've got him on the bench in two leagues, and when he comes back, I'm starting him up,
firing him up. Yeah, you know he's going to come back with a vengeance after seeing Cooper Rush go out there and make him look like bad. You know, he held it down for you though, bro. You should be happy that this man did that for you, bro. But what if he comes out and loses the next game? People are going to freak out.
I agree, but I think Jerry Jones is Jerry Jones, and he's going to start his people, and that's Dak Prescott and Zeke. Just like Tony Pollard should be, you know, the starter there, but Zeke is always going to start because Jerry Jones owns that place.
Matthew, let's go to the Rams here. Matthew Stafford looks terrible this year, bro. What is going on?
It's rough, man. It's rough. And, you know, and I've heard it has a lot to do with the offensive lineman that retired. What was his name again? He was on TV last night, Thursday Night Football.
Which guy? I'm sorry.
It was the offensive lineman for the Rams that retired.
Oh, Andrew Wentworth. Andrew Wentworth.
Yeah, apparently he made a huge impact on that team from him leaving because it's hurting him, man. It's hurting him. Mm-hmm. And but Cooper Kupp's still doing his thing, baby.
Yeah, because that's the only person he's throwing the ball to, bro. It's crazy. Derek says, I mean, Russell Wilson's a $250 million man, and look what he's doing. Oof. You are not lying, my guy. Hey, and there's our boy, Alex, from the 420 Fantasy Hustler. What up, Bandy and Trey?
What up, what up?
What's up, buddy? Thanks for stopping by, man. Appreciate that. Real, for real. Let's get back to the Rams, though. You're right, though. He only throws the ball to Cooper Kupp, and Allen Robinson is looking like a bust because of it.
I agree, and I've said that from the jump. I said he's going to make everybody excited, and then they're going to hate him.
Just like last year, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, he got me, bro. He got me. Allen Robinson. Bro, like
and
I said,
for just a second, I was almost going to jump on the Allen Robinson team, and I was like, remember last year. Remember the Bears. Remember the Titans. Remember the Bears.
Oh, man, I should have listened to you on that one, buddy. Let's roll to the next game. What do you say? Bengals versus the Ravens.
Bengals, Ravens. This is Sunday night football, baby.
Whoop, whoop. Hey, this is our actually, this is our game of the week.
Oh, that's right.
Bengals versus the Ravens. On that note, let's get a quick word from our sponsor real quick. Support for 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and worldwide shipping with the code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 12 million balls. Trey over there getting it, baby. Real quick, though, I just want to throw this out here real quick. Look, this crop reviver, the ball toner that I got from Manscaped, bro. I mean, like, you get a little spray on there, bro. It's very refreshing. It makes you feel like, I mean, a little cleaner. I mean, I'm not saying don't shower and use this only, but this stuff is magic, bro.
And honestly, it's a little personal, but ever since I've been using that stuff, bro, that stuff works. It makes your balls smooth, bro. It just does. And I mean, like, for a week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But let's go to the game. Bengals versus the Ravens.
All right. Over under for this game, 48.5 points. They got the Ravens winning by 3. Give me the upset. Bengals win, baby. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, bro. Bengals take that W.
On to the Bengals starts. I'm starting Joe Burrow, not over Jalen Hurts, but I'm starting this dude. T. Higgins? Give me him as my start of the week, baby.
Dang, get you some T. Higgins. I hope he's been limited in practice, so I hope
I understand, but when T. Higgins plays the Ravens, bro, his targets have been, or his receptions have been 13, 14, 15 over the last couple games that they've played him, and Higgins has always shown out against the Ravens. So give me him as the start of the week, baby. As long as he's in. If he's in, start of the week, baby. Obviously, Mixon, you know, you got to throw him out there because running back room's tough and he's doing his thing. Jamar Chase, you know, you got to start him. You know what I mean? He's had some rough games, but you got to start him. You drafted him high, you got to start him.
Yeah.
Hayden Hurst, tight end, baby. Throw him out there. I've got him in a league as my main tight end and he's been consistent, man. And the Bengals offense is on the rise. You know, they've slowly been getting better and better and that's just what they did last year. So, let's hope that consistency keeps going.
Yeah, no, I agree. Real quick, though, we have a question here. Heat Check Edit says, who should I start? James Robinson, Jamal Williams, or Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
James Robinson, baby. I think James Robinson's going to have an amazing game. I think people are still sleeping on him. We got a guy in our league that keeps him on his bench. And I'm like, bro, put him in because he's a monster. James Robinson, I think, has an amazing week this week. I like all three, though. I mean, they're all good starts, I think, in my opinion. Really, it's whoever you want to watch, but I think James Robinson has the best week.
Yeah, I agree. I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to eat against the Raiders. But if I got to pick one, I'm going to go James Robinson here. I think his upside against the Texans is better than Clyde Edwards-Helaire against the Raiders there.
Moving on to my Ravens starts. Obviously, you're starting Lamar in every league. Mark Andrews, start him up. Ignore last week. You know, it was a bad week for him, whatever. Start him up. He's a monster tight end. Probably the best one on the year at the end of the year. J.K. Dobbins, you know, he's got a chest injury. He limited in practice. If he starts, we've already said, start that dude up. If he misses, you don't want any piece of Mike Davis and Kenyon Drake. Don't touch it. you can find somebody on the waiver better than that. And Devin Duvernay, baby, he's been consistent, man. He's not just insane, but he's been consistent, 12, 13, 14 points a week. He's getting his catches, and Lamar likes him, you know. And so I think he's worth a start.
Yeah, I like Duvernay a lot. I know after a couple good games there, people were saying, you know, he wasn't going to last. And so far he's been decent. I like Duvernay a lot. Yeah, definitely. You got anything else there?
I said on the game of the week, brought to you by Manscaped, baby.
That's right, guys. Brought to you by Manscaped. Look at the top of the screen. You'll see our promo code. Go to manscaped.com. Use that promo code, SUPERFLEX20, for 20% off and free shipping. Guys, I'm telling you, you will not regret this decision. Check out Manscaped. Use our promo code, and you're welcome. Right. Let's go to the last game. We've got the Raiders versus the Chiefs.
Monday Night Football, Raiders versus the Chiefs, over under 50.5 points. I believe that's the highest over under on the week. They got the Chiefs winning by 6.5. Give me the Chiefs to win this game, but I believe this is going to be a shootout.
Ooh, I hope you're right, baby. I hope you're right. I like the Chiefs to win the game also. Heat Check Edit says, do you think Waddle and Tyreek will play? Thanks for the advice. I subbed. Thank you, bro, for subbing, first of all. Appreciate that. Hit that like button for us, too. Anybody watching, hit that like button. Subscribe to our channel. We're giving great advice, doing starts and sits like this all the time. But I think so. I think Tyreek is going to get in there and Waddle, too. I think they'll both be playing. What do you say, Trey?
Yeah, I know Waddle's been a little banged up, but it looks like he's definitely going to start. I know Tyreek has been a little questionable, but I think they have to play him. You know, if he's even limited, I think they have to put him out there if they want to win this game, and you don't want to lose to the Jets. You know what I'm saying? So I think they throw him out there, and he might not have the greatest game of his year, but I think he'll still do good. I think both of them are great starts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But
yes,
monitor sir. It. You know what I mean? Like, don't take our word for it. Make sure you're looking right before, you know, 30 minutes, an hour before the game. Check that stuff, because sometimes 30 minutes before the game is when they decide they're out, and you need to be on top of that.
Hey, I get them notifications immediately, bro. Like Kamara last week, dude, I had him, and he was out like 20, 30 minutes before the game doing that Rashad White pick, bro. So monitor it is great advice, Trey. Let's start with the Raiders here. Look, the Raiders have been a disappointment this week, but, I mean, you're obviously going to start Devontae. Josh Jacobs has been awesome this year, and I was hating on him a little bit at the beginning of the year. I think you were too, man. We're like, yeah, Josh Jacobs. Now look at him now, bro. He's doing big things over there, and I like to see it.
He's been consistent, but it is scary, though. The Chiefs have been really good against the run for some reason this year. So it is scary, but Josh Jacobs has been consistent, man. And I don't see – like, it's hard not to start him from the points that he's put up. So I'm throwing him out there, but I'm limiting my expectations because the Chiefs have been so good against the run.
Look, as far as the Raiders goes, I know a lot of Raiders fans who are very disappointed with the way things are turning out. I said at the beginning of the season that this is going to be on Derek Carr's shoulders. You'll have to hop in the Derek Carr, and he's got to drive that team to wins. It's all on his shoulders, and if they can keep losing, then it's going to be on him, man, because they gave him the pieces. So, and all I'm saying is next year has a great quarterback class. So you better do your thing, Derek Carr. You could be, you know, looking at a backup or, you know, getting traded away. And maybe that's what he needs. I don't know. I like Derek Carr. I mean, he has great moments, but he just doesn't – he's not consistent, you know.
I think he picks it up this week.
Yeah.
I think Derek Carr's a great start this week. I think even in single quarterback 10-team leagues, I think he's a great start. I think this game's going to be such a shootout that I'm going as far to say top five quarterback on the week.
I like that. I like that take. Absolutely. I was thinking that you were thinking he's a great start because like they were going to get so behind from the Chiefs. And so they have to be throwing the ball.
Hey, whatever, you know, Derek Carr loves to throw the ball, man. You just can't always connect.
What are we thinking about Darren Waller as a start this week?
I think you throw him out there, man. I think there's just going to be so much offense in this game. I think it's going to be a lot of offense, not a lot of defense. I think you can throw him out there.
For sure. For sure. Let's go to the Chiefs. I've asked this question a bunch of times. Who's the number one over there on the Chiefs, you know?
Travis Kelce.
Yeah. Yeah. Then he's definitely the number one tight end. But
and the number two, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah. Brings me to a question here. Do you start Juju or Garrett Wilson?
Oof, man, that's tough. But this week, give me Juju. I'll take Juju this week. I think this is going to be his good game. I think if you have him on your bench, this is the week that he shows up, shows out, and you trade him after that. Because I don't think he's going to be consistent, but I think this week he has a great week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean, what more can you say about the Chiefs? Start Kelce. I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I think, is a good start. Juju, you think he's a good start? I'm more worried about starting Juju, but I mean, if he's my guy, I'm going to start him up, you know?
Not a lot of other options, man.
Right. I mean, yeah, just start the guys that you know you're supposed to start. Guys, that's our show today. Do you have anything else, Trey?
No, man, that's it. I just want to thank everybody for coming out. You know, we had a great show. We had a lot of comments, and we appreciate every one of you that comes out and asks us questions. We're always here and ready to go. If you get that notification bell, dude, when we pop on, it'll let you know you come out, you ask a question, you can see, we answer. We bring up almost every comment, and we talk about it, man. We're here for you, so be here for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you're right, man. Thank you guys so much for all those start and sit questions. I hope we helped. I hope we helped you out with your questions this week. But guys, don't forget to hit that like button for us. We did that for you. Do this for us. Please hit that like button, share this video, subscribe to the channel, do all the things that we love for you to do. Thank you guys so much. And we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.